This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We know how to make America healthy again. We know how to save billions of dollars a year in healthcare costs.
The Health Ranger Report.
There's just no political willingness to allow the truth to be stated.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Federal agents just raided a health food store, I believe in North Dakota, two stores actually, at gunpoint to confiscate their CBD oil products. Yes, CBD, cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive healing molecule that's found in hemp. It's, of course, sold in many different forms. It's very popular. It helps people in so many different ways. And it helps people get off of opioids, which, of course, is the whole point behind the raids. So, where do we begin? You're listening to Health Ranger Science here. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I appreciate you listening. This war on drugs is a total waste of resources. It throws people in prison who shouldn't be there. It's an attempt to criminalize natural medicine, plant-based medicine, which should be freely available to everyone, not just CBD, but also THC as well. How can a government criminalize a natural plant? I'm not talking about a highly processed, highly concentrated, you know, heroin concentrate, let's say, which is not, I mean, it's from a plant, but it's so heavily concentrated. I don't know how many thousand times it's concentrated. When you're talking about hemp, it's not concentrated hardly at all. CBD oils are extracts, not concentrates. It's not toxic. It's not psychoactive. It's not addictive. It doesn't make you crazy. You can take CBD oil and drive a vehicle without any problem whatsoever. It's not a risky substance. And yet, the drug companies, which basically control Congress and control Washington, D.C., they have to keep their opioids on the market, selling hundreds of billions of dollars a year worth of opioids, painkillers, making them tons of money while destroying the lives of millions of people. The opioid epidemic is so bad in this country. People are dying left and right from opioids. People's lives are being destroyed by the addiction. It is a horrific pandemic. And yet, the state, the government, is using gunpoint raids to eliminate the competition to opioids, which, of course, is CBD products. It's just shameful. It's beyond shameful. And by the way, shame on Attorney General Jeff Sessions for not distinguishing the difference between CBD, you know, marijuana versus the hard drugs like heroin and cocaine and meth and all of the others. You know, he recently announced that he wants federal prosecutors to really crack down on all of these drugs and drug offenses, and he wants people to suffer the maximum penalties possible. I mean, he sent that out to federal prosecutors and prosecuting guidelines, but he didn't distinguish the difference between heroin versus marijuana. And when you keep marijuana illegal, all you do is you funnel money into the drug cartels because you raise the street price of it. And who's making the money when it's not legal and it's not regulated by the government? The drug cartels are making all the money. So really, what Jeff Sessions is doing and the entire federal government is making sure that the cash flow to Big Pharma is protected for the opioids, and also making sure the cash flow to the illegal criminal drug cartels is also protected because, well, I don't know how deep you want to go in this. If you want to take a red pill, do a little bit of research into how the drug running system actually funds the intelligence community. If you really want to know the truth, the drug cartels are protected at the highest levels because they create cash flow for certain groups in power, certain people in power. It's not a coincidence. So who suffers in all of this? Of course, the people suffer. The people are dying from opioids. The people are having their lives destroyed from opioid addiction. And natural alternatives like CBDs are being denied to them in many places, not everywhere, but this example in South Dakota is a great example of that. People are losing access to this because the federal government doesn't want people to be able to purchase a natural dietary supplement that can help many people in many ways get off of addictive prescription opioids and other toxic pharmaceuticals. And that is so shameful, shameful beyond belief. I just can't believe that our, well, I guess I can believe it because our government is still steeped in many, many different evil people and evil departments and so on. Even though there are efforts to reform it, and even though Donald Trump has already done some good at the top, but he's being resisted at every opportunity by everyone. And there are some things that Jeff Sessions is doing that I agree with as well. I'm glad Sessions is going after, the violent, criminal, undocumented immigrants, for example. That's important. We all want to have legal immigration. We want to have law-abiding immigrants. We don't want lawless, mad, violent rapists and murderers who are also illegal immigrants running around in sanctuary cities. So he's done some good on that. But boy, his drug policy is so far off base. It's like he's living in the 1970s or something, or not the 60s. He'd be using it, but the 70s. He's living in the 1970s, the post-hippie era of marijuana prohibition. And frankly, folks, it just doesn't work. It does not work. We have to legalize CBD extracts for sure as a dietary supplement. And we should at the same time decriminalize small quantities of THC as well, because throwing half the country in prison is not a way to help people treat their pain. It doesn't work. It's insane. But it's federal policy at the moment, so we still have a long ways to go in terms of changing things. Now, if you're looking for a quality laboratory-verified source of CBD oil, go to nativehempsolutions.com. That is the product that I personally test in my laboratory, CWC Labs. We test it for CBD and CBDA quantities. And I can tell you right now that every bottle that's sold of that product actually delivers a little bit more than what the label promises. And I can show you the lab results on that. I'm a scientist. I've just been published a peer-reviewed paper in a major peer-reviewed science journal for the quantitation of cannabinoids in hemp extracts. And the journal that's published in is called LCGC. If you're interested, you can just search for my name, Mike Adams, there on the LCGC journal. You can see my paper. And I'm a co-author on it with other scientists. And we've developed this really accurate method for cannabinoid quantitation. We use that for this product called Native Hemp Solutions to validate that product's constituents. You know, it's very, very low THC, just trace THC, but it's very high CBD and CBDA, which is called cannabidiolic acid. It's a really effective, really powerful product, very honest, honestly labeled. You get exactly what you're paying for on that product. So check that out. It's definitely a trustworthy product. In any case, we gotta end this silly war on hemp and marijuana. It's so insane. And it just shows you why big government is so bad and so evil for society. I mean, how can government have any credibility whatsoever in saying that they're helping people when they criminalize farmers from growing industrial hemp to make hemp seeds and hemp protein and hemp oil and hemp fibers and hemp clothing and hemp car bumpers and everything else that you can make out of hemp? By what insane delusional logic has our government criminalized all of this agricultural abundance that can come from hemp, not to even mention the whole drug war and the natural hemp medicine, the CBD oils and the THC products and everything else? It's just insane. Time for that era to end. I tell you, if government can't end this criminalization of a natural medicinal industrial herb, then frankly, that government has no credibility. It needs to be replaced with something else. End of story. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerscience.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.